Let's get this activate.
What are we activating?
Superpowers. But no, we back with the episode, you feel me, on the podcast of the You Feel Me. Eat what? You feel me?
What are you doing?
But no, I'm sorry for the last episode, you feel me? I had to delete it. Because I'm tired. I ain't trying to have y'all hear that. I want good quality, you feel me?
Good quality.
Nothing like good quality, but like I said, you know, shout out to the, you know, people listening and to the other countries and the episodes. So just, I appreciate y'all listening to us, and I hope y'all continue to listen in the future of the dumb shit we gotta talk about. All right, so what we got? My man Zach sitting here looked like a motherfucking person at a NASCAR track meet. Look up the one they be sitting there, captain. Look at the NASCAR captain thing. That where they be sitting there with the headsets on, speaking to the drivers. Bro, you look just like one, bro. You got the Smirnoff. Shit away from my leg. I don't want that shit doing that shit.
That's what I mean. I'm kind of my legs
too. Fuck it, I'm gonna talk like this, you feel me? But yeah. Oh fuck,
what was that? Was that a grenade? No, it's a damn grenade. We got blown up over here.
Don't you know no good.
When you're in a rush to do something, it always takes longer. But it really doesn't. It's just all in your head.
Oh my God, Jesus, fuck. No, I hate that. Why is it doing that?
I think we're good.
But I moved my shit all the way the fuck over here, bro.
Can you still... Well, I can hear me from back here, can't you? No, you gotta... I can talk like this.
There, son of a bitch. Make sure yours pushed all the way in, nigga.
What, my bottom?
Yeah, push it all the way up, yeah. Good. All right. See, I can't hear myself like this.
Can you hear me like this?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable sitting like that? Your neck's like this. Like, you're not comfortable. Like, I'm comfortable like this.
Fuck it. I'm chilling.
Let's get it started.
But yeah, like I was talking about in the last episode that I was supposed to post, but it didn't fucking happen. But I had to take it down. That fishing trip we went on, though.
That was a good thing you didn't see. Now we can talk about a fishing trip.
That fishing trip we went on was, that shit was slap.
Oh my, so good.
Yeah, that shit, that fishing trip, that shit was slap. We, you know, I caught about 15 fish.
It's the same fish. No, it wasn't. Caught the same fish.
I give it to my man that, you know, he caught that. He caught a fat-ass largemouth bass, you know. Okay, okay.
Second fish of the year.
But look, right. My man's catch fish because I gave him techniques. You feel me? How SpongeBob told Squidward, I'm telling this nigga. You feel me? I gave him that.
Importance. Yeah, he also set me up too with the rig, so gotta give you that one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, brother gonna hook a brother up. You feel me? We go. It was fishing. We was having fun. You feel me? So, but you feel me?
We were on a boat.
We was on a pontoon boat.
Shout out to Austin Lake.
Yeah, shout out to Austin Lake and their pontoon boat. Gonna have to do it again.
Whole day though. 10 to 7.
Whole day. 10 to 7. Oh yeah, for sure.
5 to 7 little catfishing.
And we can keep them though. That's the thing. I didn't know that. So you keep it.
What am I about to do with a catfish?
Bro, no. Like any fish.
What am I about to do with it?
I don't know.
I'm about to put them back in the water. No, I don't know what to do with them. Let them on. Let them live their lives.
Oh, shit. That one hit deep, big dog.
Well, you had about half a can.
I got about a quarter. Okay. Chug it. Oh, cheers, big dog. All right. Oh, fuck.
Let me get a hell yeah.
Hell no, I spilled this shit on my white t-shirt.
Me too. This one old.
Fuck it. I got you.
Yeah, I know we would do that. We get to eat and go straight to sleep.
Oh. But, I don't want to just make this shit about us just sitting here drinking.
But no, it was a good fishing trip.
Yeah, this shit. Good-ass fishing trip. You know, shout out to everybody that was on there, though. That good-ass boat.
Shout out to the crew.
But, as all we saw all these amazing games coming out. It's just, it's real interesting. All these games are about to cost about $70, but what everybody buy, $150?
I would say $160 for Madden and NCAA.
That's the bundle though for both. Yeah. I'm getting it, yeah, for sure.
That's the best deal.
Damn, I look slappy.
Then we ain't got the camera on. You're like bum, big
bum. As what I used to get called in as a young nigglet.
I
used to get called.
I call you, he's biglet.
Nah, bro. My mama and my dad get mad at me. Nah, but my boss said, most, but my mom be like, you little nigglet. Everybody know that grew up in a black or mixed or hood or just stern family get called some type of name.
I'm sorry. No, because I love my mom. Bro, like first eight.
Bro, the first, like, I ain't just trying to be stereotypical, bro, but that should be funny how motherfuckers be talking about niggas in a project, bro. Like, project, bro, like, growing up in, I ain't never grew up in a project, so I don't even know, bro. But them, like, I knew motherfuckers that grew up in there and, like, watched and shit, bro. Motherfuckers in the projects go crazy. Like, anybody get called that when you was a kid. You little bastard. You little nigga. You little black fucker. You little, bro, something.
Damn. Why did you call that? No one knows who they are.
Little badass kids. Where you
I
think
know where they're from.
You think they listen, bro?
Well, I mean, if they didn't listen, yeah.
Bro, these little kids around here walking in the street, you be driving, they turn around and flip you off, bro. These little kids don't get fucking around here.
I'm not stopping it.
Damn.
Like, sorry, I didn't see you.
But no. Fuck that. Back to what? No. But no, them games, though. Them games. Which one, in your opinion, is going to be better?
Which, out of what?
Out of NCAA, Madden, 2K, Black Ops 6, and GTA.
The best one I see coming out is GTA 6. The second one would be NCAA. Third would be Black Ops 6. Fourth would be NCAA. Third, no, NCAA, Madden, then 2K. Because it's Black Ops 6, or it's, GTA 6, right? We already know what we're going to get. We don't know it yet, but it's got to be better. And we think it's going to be, like, phenomenal. NCAA, the only thing I don't like is you can't make any position players. And they got abilities, like, so it used to be regular NCAA. Give us the same thing we need, better graphics.
I don't know. You feel me? I like, you can knock their helmet off. I mean, this is my pros and cons about NCAA. You feel me? You can knock their helmet off. You feel me? You get a chance to knock the helmet off. There's a effect in, like if you hit a player and they're certain way, like, it affects that position in their body, so, like, I fucks with that. I don't fuck with the non-crossplay dynasty, though. Like, I don't like that. I don't... Why wouldn't they do that?
I mean, yeah, I understand that part. But, like, that's how Madden's gonna be in this coming year. You gotta think, they're not showing anything for Madden. And a dude said for NCAA, he can't say if it's gonna play like Madden or not.
I haven't even seen the cover of Madden yet.
Shout out to the Grease channel, but he said at lunch today, right? He was like, two Raiders players made it on a cover. They're getting beat by Christian McCaffrey.
Who, Max Crosby and Devontae Adams?
I don't know. No, it was too deep with the player. But I'm like, how's that making the cover?
Max Crosby and Joseph? I think that's what his name...
I don't really know the picture. But that's stupid.
In reality, though, their whole team is broke apart now. You lost your best running back.
Best quarterback. Oh, no. That's the...
D. Adams getting old, bro. I want to see what his overall is in this Madden. I want to see who they make the fastest in this Madden.
Fastest? Receiver? Oh, that's a good question. Tyreek Hill. Gotta be Tyreek Hill.
Why, though? Motherfuckers breaking him 40-yard dash time, though.
Oh, yeah, bro. The rookie?
Yeah, bro.
I think he will have 99. I think Tyreek will have 98.
They gonna give Tyreek a 99, bro.
Overall or not? Speed.
His overall. I feel like they need to update. When we do the online head-to-head draft thing, they need to update their overalls, bro, because I'm tired of getting the 83s and shit. Give us the 99s and shit already, bro. Like, the other game about to come out, bro. Just go ahead and slap the 99s.
No, like, Diamond Dynasty, too. Like, why are you making 99 cards? Like, 100,000K. Like, let's just get them 4K if people can get cards.
Ultimate team, bro. Go in there and search up a CMC, bro. Go in there and search this card. Mm-hmm. A million.
That's why I don't play it. NCAA, or I like MLB. Like, Diamond Dynasty, because the cards rotate.
Yeah, but, like, I try that, but, like... Bro, once you get to playing that shit, bro, and you actually get somebody that's good, bro, that shit's so fucking hard.
I mean, yeah, but then, what, MLB, or?
Yeah, MLB.
Well, you can play just multi, like, single player. You can play against AI.
I mean, yeah.
That's what I used to do.
I mean, yeah, I did that, too. I did Road to Show.
I do Road to Show, then I play, I guess, against CPU on Diamond Dynasty.
What the fuck? What the hell?
What happened?
Alright, nothing.
Oh.
scoot your mic up closer, nigga.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, oh shit, it did that little shit.
Oh, I think I had it. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, but it's like faint.
Alright, you hear me now?
Yeah, you just gotta like, yeah.
Alright, bet.
Yeah, it's your cord. Try to scoot back away from your cord.
Yeah, you can't hear me. I might have to talk louder.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't want to yell. All right, let's go. Am I ready? Can you hear me? Ooh, we had it. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, we're good.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Alright, but yeah, shit, I don't know. I really think they should just give motherfuckers 99 overalls off rip.
Like who? Like, you talking about position wise, or what you think should be?
Just certain people, like the people we know that should be 99 overalls.
That's a lot of people, really. Who's your top five you think deserve that?
Top five right now?
25.
Christian McCaffrey, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce, George Kittle. Should I keep going? Tyreek Hill. Shit, defense wise, we can go Fred Warner, Max Crosby, Brandon Graham. Shit. Patrick Queen, Greenlaw, Hargrave.
99?
Yeah, bro, why? Why not? I have
two middle linebackers, or two linebackers, 99 for this 49ers?
Yeah.
Bro, that's...
They were ranked top five, bro. For them two, the San Francisco 49ers and Fred Warner and Greenlaw, and Patrick Queen and... fuck his dude's name. Raekwon Smith.
Raekwon Smith.
They was all top five, bro, in the season, bro. Why not? 99, bro. Fuck it. Slap them since 99, bro. James Bradbury. Give him an 83, bum.
Obviously, if he had to get 99 offense, definitely Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Jalen Hurts.
McCaffrey. Jalen Hurts. No, I don't think he should have 99. I say 95.
Yeah, I say about 90.
Lamar, 96.
Huh? Not no 99?
The accuracy. He's not a really good accuracy person.
What?
You gotta tell me he's not good throwing in with accuracy. Mahomes got him in accuracy, 100%.
That's because Pat can throw all different angles.
I mean, bro. That's why he deserves a 99.
I mean, but yeah, but Lamar can do damn near all that.
I think there's only one really true 99. Yeah, I think that's like the GOAT of the position. So you think a quarterback, who's the GOAT of the position?
They gonna put Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes up there, but that's just bullshit, like, though.
Just like running back is Christian McCaffrey, right? Receiver.
Who we gonna put there?
Gotta be Tyreek Hill.
No.
Why? Who else?
Huh? Bro, there's a lot of receivers better than him.
Who? Tell me who.
Who? Right now?
Right now. Who can do anything better than Tyreek Hill?
Let me see his position. Give me Amon Ross A. Brown.
No. I still give me Tyreek Hill over Amon Ross. Huh? That dude is in motion every single play. Catches almost every single ball.
Because he's in a
fucking... And he's fast as hell. So, I mean, that's what I mean. You gotta think 99 is the best at that position right now.
But why would you give Tyreek a 99? Don't know any more receivers out there
better than him. He's way faster than Amron. He's a way better route runner. He can catch better.
Huh? He can't catch better. No. Watch them clips. He can't catch better than Amon Ross St. Brown, bro. I'm telling you. He's nasty, bro. He can't catch better.
Bro, he's 5'10", jumping over players, catching the ball when he's in.
That's because it's vertical, though, but I'm telling you, though.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But his catch rate, though, is what ratio how to how, though. Like, what to what?
I don't know. I say Amon can catch better. But I don't.
You feel me? I give Tyreek speed. You feel me? I give Tyreek speed. I give Amon-Ra acceleration. I give Tyreek route running. I give Amon-Ra St. Brown. I give him agility and physicality. You feel me? I give Tyreek Hill IQ. I give Amon-Ra. I give him like motion. You feel me? His He played different, bro. He just played different, bro. He's just different. Like Stephon Diggs, bro. Like they stick and move, though. Like there's a lot of people that they can put for 99 at receiver, though. You got to think. It's just like they all be tied for real. You got to think, cause these all number ones on the team. You feel me? Who number one on Miami? Tyreek.
Yeah.
Who be number one on San Fran right now?
San Francisco 49er?
Mm-hmm. Got between Brandon Ayuk or Debo?
I say Debo. I'll put Debo there because he's...
Debo's like a Tyreek. They in the same position.
He's bulky. Yeah, exactly. He's not as fast.
He's not as fast, but he's quick. His acceleration is more than Tyreek.
But Tyreek Hill's numbers are still better than his.
That's because you got to think why everybody's trying to guard Jalen Waddle when the other niggas running post and fades and shit. He's over here running quick slants and shit.
Where you got, what's his name beside him? Brian Ayuk.
Is that?
He could still be number one too.
There's a lot. So it's like.
So who you like better, Brian Ayuk or Tyreek Hill?
And me? I like Ayuk. I mean, I like
Ayuk. Tyreek?
No, I like Ayuk personally though, because his route running and his like physicality is like. He wants to get it. Like, he's determined. Tyreek, I give it to Tyreek, though, because Tyreek is he's a OG at football, bro. He's been there. He done won Super Bowl, sure. So you feel me? He done did that. I'm trying to give it to the younger ones, you feel me, that they doing the shit he doing, you feel me, but they not getting the credit. I mean, they got moved or approved, but they not giving the credit that they need.
So who you like out of Debo out of Ayuk?
Debo and Ayuk? I like Ayuk better, bro. I do. I like Debo, bro, because he do all this shit, but... He not as physical as Ayuk is, bro. Ayuk go for contact. Debo, one of them, like a Jason Williams in basketball, don't want no contact. He's shifty.
He should, because he fucking, I mean, no offense, he's a little big for his position. He's run him over.
Exactly. So why is you trying to stick and move? Brandon Ayuk is smaller than you, bro. He up there getting stuck by fucking Patrick Queen or like fucking some shit like that, bro. You got to think, it's just like, all right. In this situation, you got. Give me Stephon Diggs. Or CeeDee Lamb. Who you picking?
Stephon Diggs. Or CeeDee Lamb? I got a question. What are we going for? Because this is a good question.
Just who is you picking? Like out of the whole like physical thing. Like you need them. You want them. You need them on your team. Like this would make your team the greatest of all time. Like you running 18-0 type shit. Super Bowl undefeated. You got between them two. You feel me?
See, it's hard because if you go short route running, give me Stephon. If you go deep. Give me CD.
You don't think Diggs can run them deep routes?
He can, but he's not better than CD. Yeah, I think CD running deep routes, he's always open.
Look who's bigger, though.
It don't matter who's bigger, who's faster. CD.
I don't know, though. I really don't know.
Stephon's getting older, you gotta think.
He's I mean, yeah, yeah. But, like, you gotta think, they always putting Diggs over there where he's getting double coverage. CD going to run. So he gonna run up, and then he gonna.
I do. He's getting double covered. I mean, it's just CeeDee Lamb.
Oh yeah, but he's running. He's exceeding, like, he's exceeding his route. You feel me? They let him work his own route.
Oh yeah.
They gonna call him, like, say they call him a slant. You feel me? He run into that slant. And he see that it's not open. He gonna break off and do his own thing, like Tyreek Hill does.
That's a good receiver though.
There's a number one, yeah. But there's a thing, like, between them two now. Him on the Texans, Diggs the number one?
Yeah, he'd be number one. But you got
Mims. Bro,
Mims,
what?
Mims is third. I would say Mims is fourth. This is gonna go. It's gonna go Diggs.
Huh?
It's gonna go Nico.
Ooh.
Bell. Or no, what's his name? The rookie that Diggs got last year. The one that got shot,
Yeah, that's what I said.
Who?
Fuck.
I know his name. Isn't it Bell?
No, Bell. Bro, it's they got Stephon Diggs. They got.
Tank Dell, that's his name. So I give it to. First would be Stephon. Second would be Dell. Third, I give it to Nico Collins. The fourth would be fourth, I put Noah Brown. Third and fourth would be toss up between him and Nico Collins, because they're both good.
They got hella good receivers, though. That's the thing. They're stacked.
And what, Joe Mixon in the backfield? And Devin Singletary, bro?
Like, and CJ Stroud at quarterback.
Or Damian Pierce, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy team, bro. And they get to beef up their defense. I see them winning the Super Bowl, 100%.
Bro, they do write scripts, though.
True, but yeah, think about the Patriots, bro, when they did in the...
Scripts. Money, bro.
True. So what? This year, when football season starts, we're going to put $100 on Texas winning
Super Bowl? I'll put it on FanDuel.
I'll give you 50.
All right.
So put $50 on it if they win the Super Bowl. So if it's not scripted, then there's no scripted. So if we don't win, there's no scripted.
If we win, that means it's scripted.
But you want to check on it?
That's a lot of money.
$50 is not that bad. We're thinking for the payout, though.
But look at the teams right now and really sit here and think who's going to go to the Super Bowl. Look at all the NFC teams and look at all the AFC teams.
Kansas City.
Who do they have?
Who do they lose, though? That's what I mean. Who they lose? No one. Who they gain? No one. Why you need to gain and lose people if you win the Super Bowl?
We're not acting like the people that they played against didn't get stronger.
Who?
Baltimore.
I mean, yeah, true.
You have a tank in the backfield.
Who they lose, though? They lose their defense. They lose Patrick Queen. They lose their...
They still got Raekwon Smith. That backup for Patrick Queen wasn't bad.
Yeah, but you still need Patrick Queen in middle linebacker.
What is he going to do for the Steelers?
Hey, he should have looked tough.
It looked tough, but what are they going to do? They always choke.
Hey, I don't know, though.
All these teams are building up. This is what I'm saying. Kansas City is not making it to the Super Bowl this year, bro. There's no fucking way. AFC is so stacked, they're not making it to the Super Bowl.
Jesus fucking. I thought we died.
Jesus fucking crazy. I thought my phone broke.
Kansas City, I'm making Super Bowl. I say, if they don't make Super Bowl, then it'd be Baltimore. But the only reason I see Baltimore winning it is if Kansas City defense don't hold up. Because they lost.
They don't have Snead.
True, but they still got their middle linebackers.
Fuck that, bro. Snead was their... Bro, you see, he only had one catch allowed, bro. He's not, bro.
Okay, but they lost Patrick Queen on the other side, though.
Bruh.
And you got, like, Humphreys is getting old. Campbell's getting old.
Humphreys still young.
He's about 27. That's getting old.
About 25, 26, bro. That's still young for his position. That's still young for his position. Look at Eric Berry. Nigga beat cancer and came back and played, cuz. At like 37.
That was a safety, though. He's played cornerback.
Don't matter. No, he's still damn near play. They switch him. They switch him. Nigga go from strong straight to the corner.
Think about corners, though. There's so many good corners coming out.
I mean, yeah, but look. He's an OG. He locked down, you feel me? Only certain people catch the ball on him when it's able.
True, but...
Yeah. And this man has a boomstick on him,
right? I still put two people above him.
Everybody gonna put a lot of people above him. You feel
That's
me?
That's what I mean, though. So why you need him to let him get rid of him?
Because he helps the defense, bro. Look at their defense. Look at... Tell me a key point to their defense, who they really got.
This year, yes. He is a key point.
Exactly.
He's number one key point. 100%.
Besides... Raekwon Smith.
No, I still put him over number one.
I mean, yeah, but
the passing lane, you gotta put the corner number one. Just like the Jets, who you put in?
Sauce.
Exactly.
Sauce nasty though.
That's what I mean though. Who you gonna put Baltimore, you gonna put
Humphrey. Give me what's the other dude name?
Because I think the Lions, who you put in number one. I mean, that's kinda
the guess. Both of them are...
Hutchinson, you put number one. But
worse, yeah, Hutchinson.
I still say Hutchinson number two.
He's the guy that I approve.
I mean, Cleveland, you could put Myles Garrett number one. The number two has to be...
Ward.
Number two has to be Ward. I put Myles Garrett over Ward in that defense.
Yeah, so it's two. Number three be yes, a... I mean. Number three be a Wusu Karamoah. All
right, 100%. That's the next jersey on the wish list. Gotta be.
I was gonna get you one, you feel me? But like, I was looking at other ones and they were skeptical, you feel me?
I seen the dude had Rogers. He had a couple jerseys. He had a Joe Thomas one for 60. Had an NFL logo and everything.
I need to get me a Patriots jersey, bro. I don't have no jerseys, bro. None.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I don't have none, like zero.
I have a Nick Chubb. That's my first and only one.
I don't have none, nigga. Not even a baseball, a basketball, no jerseys.
Damn, I hate the shirts that look like jerseys.
Yeah, I want a jersey, nigga. You. So, like, Sunday, you feel me? Like, nigga, football, like, you don't got Sundays off, but, like, fuck. Like,
I'm gonna wake up at 1 o'clock. I can sleep during the day and wake up at 1.
You feel me? Like, yeah, niggas come over or something. Like, niggas sit there and watch football, you type shit. Like,
we
that's
did a Super Bowl.
I mean, yeah, that's Super Bowl, but, like, nigga, like.
You talking about, like, NFL game Sunday?
Yeah, like, some shit, like. Say our team play each other. Like, I think the Patriots and the Browns do play.
True, I think so too.
If no cap, I think it is at the Browns State. Somebody play, bro. Like, niggas gonna have to go to that game.
That's a lot of money.
It ain't, but it is.
It is. You gotta think for. I mean, it ain't, but like as like other tickets you can buy and like baseball tickets. Baseball game is fun to watch, but I mean. I'd rather go to an NFL game, but...
College game?
I'd rather watch a college game.
We can go to that Ohio State versus Penn State game.
Nah, that's talking about a lot of money.
It's less than an NFL game, though.
It's less than Ohio State playing Notre Dame.
I mean, yeah, but like...
Yeah, it depends when you buy it. If I mean, Penn State is doing better than Notre Dame, you buy it late.
But, like, 100%. The one I was worried, like, the one I was really hyped for in Ohio State, bro, was Aaron Nolan, bro. Like, how you just leave, though? Like,
I don't care about everything. Our offense is good. Our defense is good this year.
100%. Look at Ibuka, bro. Nigga is insane. Shout out to, you know, the people in Steubenville that listen. Shout out to my nigga, Brenton Jones. Give my man some playing time, bro. Like,
fuck.
Inky, yeah, bro. Yeah. Give my nigga some playing time, bro. Stop playing with my little nigga, bro. My nigga is smart as hell, bro. And this nigga out here making tippy-toe fucking interceptions, bro. Give my motherfucking nigga some playing time, bro. Stop playing with him.
Is he an instant boy?
Yeah, he played for Ohio State, bro. He's 32.
Well, I didn't know if he got, like, the...
Yeah, bro. The spring game. You didn't watch the spring game?
I didn't watch it, no.
Bro, nigga made a tippy-toe... interception pass on the sideline, bro. Like,
I think I seen that on Facebook.
Put that nigga in, bro. Let that nigga, bro. Nigga smart as hell too. He got a brain, bro. Cause his family, you know, his family raised him, right? He got good ass family, but like, put that nigga in, bro. Let that nigga get some playing time. Let him get his emotions playing against other people. Like,
I'm definitely gonna put him in a 90.
Fuck that spring game, bro. Cause like, that's like practice.
Well, that's what it's for. Though, you gotta think. Practice and spring game. I mean, yeah. Like, let me see what you can do actually on the field.
Yeah, but like, fuck that, bro. Y'all waiting for practice. Like, put this nigga on the field, bro. This nigga is tall.
He might now.
He might for sure. Hopefully, bro. This nigga tall, bro, and he bulked up some, bro. So like,
is he a corner or what? Are
they? I think he like corner safety, some shit like that. I'm pretty sure a corner.
What is it? I mean, what year?
This be his sophomore year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, so he's good. He got at least two, 3 years.
Sophomore, junior, some. I think he's sophomore. Yeah, I sophomore.
Is 4 years.
You feel me? Because I graduated, he was like a year or two behind me, so he gotta be a sophomore. And his freshman, he gotta be a sophomore or junior, one of them.
So he's about 2-3 years for himself.
Hopefully, cuz make it to the NFL, you know, makes Louisville proud. But 100%. There's a lot of upcoming little kids from, I ain't gonna say kids, young men from Louisville that's playing football that should be, you know, honored and play because they're actually doing great. They're committing to colleges and shit. Like, not even just shouting out Louisville, shout out to everyone in the world that's, you know, commit to a college, you know, just commit somewhere, commit your goals and just, you know, doing your thing. So just keep doing your thing, you know, keep grinding, you know, just stay positive, you feel me? Make positive goals.
So the best thing about college is it's just proven, like, to a worker or someone, like, I'm going to commit to you to 4 years.
And that's
I'm going to prove that I'm a couple of every day.
You feel me? I mean, you see, right, there's a lot of pros and cons about college, bro, that I don't understand, you feel me? Like, I understand certain shit you do have to have a license, like a certification for, but I feel like there's just some shit you shouldn't have to, you feel me?
You talking about like certifications or stuff?
Yeah, like welding. I mean, welding, yeah, there's certain shit like electrician, yes. Like gas and shit, yes. Plumbing, yes. Welding, eh.
Well, I'm talking about, okay, well, go back to gas. You think gas, right? It can blow up, right? Welding, if you're welding blow underneath, that's what I mean, yeah. So why wouldn't that be any certification for that? It's just like gas, too. You can blow, like, you and your team up.
But if you're working for gas, though, you can still get a certification for welding, though, because some gas lines you weld. Like pipelines, you will. So 100%. It's like some jobs like that you need a certification for. But like, oh my goodness,
it's good, good.
But like, some shit just like, I mean, being a doctor, yes. Being a lawyer, yes. Police officer, yes. Army, you know, shit like that. But like, let's say like,
you're still putting people's lives on the line.
I mean,
anything you do is gonna have to have like, see, you know what I mean, on a bridge you're welding. That's still, like, even if you fuck up that well, that can cost someone their life. So, basically, they want the best people on the job.
But, like, going to college, like, just to have an extra diploma and an extra class just for you to do something is kind of extra. Because, like, graduating high school, you learn some shit. Like, you learn math. That's basic shit. Like, say you want to be a contractor. All you need to learn is math, for real.
Contractor?
Yeah.
No, why wouldn't you go to, like, a trade school in high school?
But that's what I'm saying, though. You still, like, all you still need to know is really math, though. Like,
OSHA 10, like,
that's still math, though. Nigga, listen.
CPR.
You still learn that, though. You learn that. That's a whole other, like, a whole other factor. Like, with you building something, you using numbers. You feel me? You using numbers. True. With you doing anything, you gotta use numbers, bro. It's, yeah, not like
how's learning how to use a circular saw or how to tie up the screen.
That comes after the fact of you using numbers, though. You still gotta use numbers.
Not really, though. If someone else can measure for you and draw the line, all you do is cut. If you're cut, but guy, your first you step, worry about
your first step, numbers. You still gotta measure, though, because in any building school, your first thing is to learn how to measure.
True, but if you're a cut guy on the job, why you measure?
But you still know how to measure, though, nigga. That's what I'm getting to, though. You gotta learn your numbers before you learn anything.
I mean, true.
What was your first thing you were taught was numbers, wasn't it? How to count. And your colors. My exactly. Colors. Your colors and your numbers was the first thing you realized.
Are you talking about actual high school?
Nigga, no, school? I'm just talking about just getting taught. Like, what's the first thing?
Are you talking about carpentry?
No. Nigga, I'm just talking about. If the first right thing. You taught colors and numbers, you feel me? So, what are you going to an extra school to learn something that you don't need to know?
Why we gotta take math classes
after? Why we got trigonometry and calculus?
That's what I mean. Why we gotta take math classes after adding and subtracting?
Addition, subtraction, multiplying, and division. We need that.
Why?
The divide?
Why you need that?
Divide, nigga, cuz.
4 divided by 2. 4 minus 2 equals 2. 4 divided by 2 equals 2. I can add and subtract that.
Alright, so
3 times 3 is 64, 9. 6 plus 3 equals 9.
8 minus 64? Yeah.
It's a negative number, first of all.
Exactly. So, do 64 divided by 8. What you gonna get? 8. So but if you minus 8, 64 and 8, you gonna get some 70, what? 70...
78. 64 70. Minus 8? How you getting 70? I mean, not 70. 50. You're getting 50-something. 56. Yeah. But that's... So if you're minusing it, right? Then you got the... What's the opposite of subtracting? Multiplication, right?
Yeah.
Or dividing, right? No, dividing. Yeah. So 64... It was 8 divided by 64.
8 divided by 64.
Yes.
8. 64 and 8.
8. So I'm getting negative 8.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the difference?
Because if you take 64 and you minus 8, you're getting 56. But if you take 64...
I'm getting negative 56, though.
Not if you say it the way... Nigga, 64 minus 8?
Yeah, I'm getting 56.
Yeah.
Divide that by 8, though.
Yeah, so when you do 64 divided by 8, you're getting 8. That's why I say numbers come first. You can't build something without numbers.
You said 8.
I know backwards.
I'm getting negative,
yeah. Yeah, but either way, you need multiplying and dividing with adding and subtracting. They're the only 4 fucking things you need to know. True. There's no way you're getting parentheses in a grocery store, gang.
Well, I mean, if you just don't want adding and subtracting, you can do multiplication.
But you're not getting no, where the fuck the parentheses come from? Why I need to know parentheses?
You don't. Why? That's not even an equation.
That's not in a grocery store.
Right.
Why the fuck do I gotta learn? Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Facts, that's what I mean. Like,
what job got a fucking exclamation point in that bitch,
bro? That's why schools need to change, bro. We need to upgrade. We need to quit looking back in the past. We're not living in the past.
Nigga, we work at a retail store. Don't name tag got a fucking exclamation point or parentheses around that motherfucker.
That's what I mean. So we just need to keep teaching, not teach our students what's in the past or what's in the future.
We should have a store-built calculator in a store for motherfuckers, you feel me?
What is that?
A calculator in a store by every section. Like, not every section, but like... You know how they used to have the little scanning thing to check the price on the little poles?
Yeah.
They should have a little calculator, you feel me? Because, like, there's certain people that don't understand math visually, you feel me? So, like, if they on a budget and they got something in their thing and they got the price, they could click it in, you feel me?
That's like, why they went to the register.
I mean, yeah, but, like, what if they're not trying to go to the counter and get embarrassed? Like, there's a lot of shit, like, stores could do to improve to make themselves better.
But, I mean, people also can, like, yeah, think if I see something that's, let's say, $5, right? I know it's 7% tax in Ohio. So, I know that it's at least, or 7 cents to a dollar. 7 times 5. I don't know what that is.
7 times 5?
35? So, do you think that's... $5.35, right? So I'm gonna say $6 off rip. So I can calculate that in my head though. Like, this is at least $6 out of my 30 I have. So uh-huh. Then I know I have $24.
Uh-huh.
Why? I shop like that. Why wouldn't people? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I shop.
I mean, you gotta think, there's a lot of people that don't make money like us does, G. You gotta.
True, but I mean, even with any money, $5, I mean, $10,
right? But you gotta think, like, certain people that got certain things or certain things got, like, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say nothing offensive, you mean. But, like, certain people with certain problems can't, like, they get certain discounts off certain shit. Like, say, like, or just, like, certain people. Like, say you got ABT in Ohio, you don't have no tax on food.
True.
You feel me? So, like, if you go in there with an ABT card, like a food stamp card, you say a meat, like, $4.23. They're not going, like, all that food just going to add up to the numbers. It's not going to be no tax because you're paying with a food stamp card. But Pennsylvania, there's no tax on clothes. So it'd be the same way. If someone say 120, it's 120. So it's like, that way you got to factor in, like, the tax and the sales tax. Like, I don't think there should be two taxes, you feel me? You paying a sales tax and you paying a tax. Why? And you're already taxing me for the sale anyway.
Cause the county got, or the city got to make their money back somehow.
But it's not just the city. If you're taxing me twice, in actual taxes,
then the city, yeah.
In actual taxes, yeah, you're taxing me more than twice though. You're taxing me federal, medical, state, city.
Well, medical is your own.
I mean, yeah, but like, you're still paying in all that shit though.
I mean, like, either way, yeah.
Buying food and clothes and all that shit, you're paying sales tax and tax on the product. So you're paying the sale tax and then you're paying the tax on the product.
Yeah.
So then, like, you're paying a double tax that you don't need to pay. When you can just put it on one tax, the sales tax.
True, I mean, just like Ohio, you gotta think. Ohio got what, food tax, I think it was?
Ohio got food tax on money if you don't have a card.
Yeah.
And Pennsylvania has no tax on clothes.
True.
We have no tax on food, they have no tax on clothes.
That's why it's better to buy clothes over there.
Buy anything, yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing, too, like, about buying. Like, yeah, I think if you're in Walmart in Steubenville,
mm-hmm.
or say what it feel, you better grab the weird and just to buy clothes, or you just gonna buy the shirt? What is, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. I mean, it's just really if you can afford it, or not really. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just. I depend how much you make in life for real. Cause like I said, like how we was talking about, like all the game releases, like they make these shit so expensive. None people want to play them, but like I know they gotta get their money's worth out of them cause they spend so much money making the game and shit. But you don't have to make a game $70 one edition, $100 in the next edition, $150. Like. That's so disrespectful for real, cause like, I don't know. Say if your parents only still making like $10 an hour, you feel me? Minimum wage type, and you only making about, you got 365 days in the year, you feel me? So you making around, what, let's say, about 10 grand, 13, well, 20, almost 20 grand, and you got bills to pay, rent to pay, insurance to pay, gas to pay, food to buy. It's like, they should try to work with people, bro. Them motherfuckers waxing, bro. They taxing the hell out of people, bro.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta think, that's $70. You telling me in 365 days a year, you can't make $70 extra?
But you gotta think, to certain people, it goes to important shit.
Well, you got 2 days off in a week. You tell me in those 2 days you can't at least go make a dollar in those 2 days?
I mean, some people can't because they got different things, like different. Motherfucker, just because we getting paid that much money.
It's not even about getting paid. It's about, like, I'm just saying, like, you got to think you have more than 70 days off in a year, right? So you telling me you can't at least go make $1 on those days off? To at least pay for that $70 game, even if you get it at the end of the year, like you tell me, you can't make those $70, 365 days. That's just being lazy.
I mean, yeah, but a lot of people got different things going on. You feel me? Motherfuckers got 82 kids.
That's their own fault. You quit laying down having kids. I mean, that's your own fault. You have $70 if you weren't making kids. See. That's your life choices. That's not my fault. I'm not gonna be sorry for you because you made a decision instead of going out and making money.
Damn, bro, you's a funny nigga for that one, bro.
I mean, every action comes with a reaction. Like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have, let's say, $365 a year because that's what I did. not say that. Let's say $100 at the end of the year because I took my days off. But yeah, I'm sad because I have no kids. But you know, someone can have, let's say, 5 kids in a year. Oh no, I say 5 kids. 1 kid in a year because you know they want to have sex.
Turn that microphone on real quick. See what it does. Turn it on. Other part. Other part.
This one.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Talk.
Yo.
Move it to your face.
Yo.
I can hear you.
You can hear me now better than this?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'll hold it with this then.
That's crazy.
But that's cool. I kinda like that now.
Yeah. I don't know if mine's like that. My shit weak as fuck, you bitch ass nigga.
I didn't
mean fuck that. This mic.
Why you yelling at me? You don't want to get me this one. You want to switch?
No.
But I mean, it's just really what people think. What do you mean? If you want to have kids and you want to lay down and have sex, then. But if you want that Insta Boy game that you know is going to come out this year, then hustle, I mean.
What you fucking talking about? Go in the corner and say that shit, man.
I mean, you could do anything.
Niggas say hustle.
Wash cars. I mean, you could do. Tell me, come on, 100%. You can do anything to make a dollar. You can ask the fucking bum down the street, bum a dollar. Hey, at least give me $1. Shit, someone go feel sorry for you.
You are gonna be the reason we get canceled one day.
No, I mean serious. Like, you gotta think someone can give you $1 if you go out and ask. So you're telling me if you had, let's say, 70 family members that live down the street, right? Uh-huh. You're telling me you can't go to at least one of them every single day and ask for $1 in that whole year to get $70?
You think that motherfucker's going to give you money?
Someone's going to give you $1. Hey, Grandma, can I get $1 so I can get, you know, a cheeseburger from McDonald's?
Damn, I'm glad we got G-Maws and shit. Fuck.
I mean, that's not, or anyone, like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, Uncle, can I get $1? Like, at least get a block of mile, you know what I mean? Like, you got that, you had the vocals that give you $1 by a mile. Come on,
FD,
now.
FD, man.
Yeah, FT, yeah, at least get, you know what I mean? I'll give you one, hey, I'll give you FT if you let me get $1 the whole one, you know what I mean?
Nigga get FTs for $1 at the corner store. Mm-hmm. Man, when motherfuckers used to walk to high school, motherfuckers was smoking miles.
Or I used to walk down to the house after you gave me a smoking cigarette.
Motherfucker was smoking cigarettes in a built house he was building at JBA.
Right. Yeah, I had those colorful cigars episode Friday.
The BLKs?
Yeah, BLK's in the attic. Substitute come up and goes, what are y'all doing up here? We're like hammering these boards. And he's like, I don't know, hammer. And we start hammering, smoking FTs. Teacher said you can smell it. We never did. Smoked up top where we changed before class when we had a cookout downstairs. We were bad. But, I mean, never got in trouble, dude.
Hoodlums.
No, we did our job.
Motherfuckers was hoodlums at fucking school.
We did our job.
Building a house, smoking cigars. You fucking hoodlums.
No, we did our job.
Hoodlum.
It just took the edge off.
Took the edge off my ass. You were hoodlums.
Just like work.
What do you mean by that?
People smoke cigarettes. The what? Take off the edge. That's what I mean. You need that nicotine buzz. Right? Like, you get stressed out because, you know, oh, I got 10 pallets or 4 pallets, 6 pallets left. Like, how am I going to get done? And you just... And it just calms you down. Get ready for...
They got goddamn cocaine in the system if they...
What the hell? They got around. Cocaine in the system. They better not be by me. I don't want to associate with you.
Nah, them motherfuckers be over there beep bop booty bop bop booty bop bop. I should be over there doing.
What you say?
Huh? Where'd it take us?
My God. My man.
Come buy it to the bone. My man.
My man, buy it to the bone.
What's up, cuz?
Now you're making fun of me, cuz.
I thought you'd make fun of me, cuz.
You didn't never act clean, no. Like, okay, oh no. Shout out to the overnight so he gets that 1 month.
Shout out to shout out to the overnight work group.
I don't know how they put up with us, but you're the one. He got mad at
What are you saying, kid?
He got mad, he's like,
what are you talking about, don't go?
Yeah, like, bro, look forward, Goldberg.
Yeah. Burn up, burn in. He come out there, walk away. Beth Phoenix. Yeah, Brock Lesnar still, I don't care.
Beth Phoenix.
Yeah. No, the other one. The other
Triple
one. H? Yeah, Triple H, that's Beth Phoenix.
No, that's Triple H.
I thought about that game! And now you play it?
Yeah, the two Bella twins.
I don't care still. It's the... Well, it's the Big Show. It's the Big Bad Show now.
Come on.
Yeah!
If you didn't know.
If you think that I know. Well, where's the Big Show? I ain't gonna hold you. What was your favorite WWE intro song?
Ooh, all time?
Mine right now still is, it's me, Ooze. It's me, Ooze.
Well, I'd say Goldberg. It's coming out the, like,
you got the, oh yeah, with the smartness in the middle.
No, you someone coming knocking on your dressing room door.
Oh yeah,
you just walking the hallway out. Then,
yeah, that's
I'd say Goldberg.
Give me Undertaker's.
Which one though?
Rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
100% though, Mike.
Or American, yeah, American Badass was that shit. Him and that. I like when he beat Big Show and A-Train and WrestleMania, feel me? Kicked him in the head. Wow. Knocked the head off.
By the way, threw fucking Mankind off the...
Boy, tosses his ass into the nursing table. He's like,
Could you do that if you were Mankind?
No, I'm not signing that paper.
Well, I mean, you signed up. I mean, you agreed, too, to get thrown off.
Nigga, there, no. No, you're not tossing me damn near 50, 100, however far that was onto that table. I'm going to hit that motherfucker and go straight mentally.
Yeah, I'm going to pay the rest of my life. I'm acting retarded.
I'm quitting. I'm suing. I'm getting me a fucking $1 million. I'm quitting. My name. What you say, hey?
My name,
Fisherman Nate, bro. fuck fisherman. Nigga hitting his hide and shit in the aisle, bro. Nigga was OG.
True.
Fucking.
What?
Sky, you lost like a bitch.
Why am I in the sky?
In the Milky Way, bitch, you lost the shit.
You lost your ship.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, bitch, you gone way too far. I don't know where you went. Keep on going, you little bitch.
What?
It was all a dream. I worked at Walmart in the nighttime. What? I start the shows in the nighttime. I make $18 an hour and I make bread because I'm adult now.
But I'm not a crack fiend.
Not a crack fiend.
But I used to be on lean.
Oh shit. Smoking this green.
Oh, my grandpa OD'd on codeine.
Well, because he looks like Bo B.
I used to remember eating green beans.
With sardines.
I don't know anymore, so I'm going to let you go ahead.
What? We could probably be a rapper.
I'm not a rapper, though. My grandson's going, man, rapper.
What? I see a black crate in the distance just sitting there, huh? It's sitting there staring like, bitch, why are you there, huh? What? I just rapped a bar like I don't know where I'm from, huh? What, bitch, come give me a piece of your gum, huh?
I don't know, but I think we had some gum.
Fuck it, it's making us dumb.
I gotta go empty my little drum.
What'd you say? Oh, we talking about a pop can? Oh, that's dumb.
I can't say the next book.
But fuck it, for getting canceled, guess what? He can't handle us, because guess what? Fuck it. He's just Samuel. Oh.
What? He's just a new Samuel. Who the fuck is Samuel? Samuel Jacks.
Now I just stay on the episode.
You guys gonna make me laugh. I'm gonna explode.
I'm living swamp ass around here.
Hey, but no, I hate chicken patties, huh? I put the mayonnaise on the bread. I put it on my chicken patty and then I feed it to my head, huh? With the mushroom and the lettuce.
Mushroom?
mustard and the lettuce. Mm. It always got a fetish.
You got a
fetish. I got a fetish. And guess what? I cook chicken noodles in my dentist.
And I eat it with no lettuce.
With no lettuce. I went to the dentist.
You know, man, I come and he says, fuck you. I'm a menace.
He said, huh, I'm a menace. Bitch, you know me? I'm on a checklist. What? I'm on a checklist? Bitch, look me up. I'm a menace. I'm a hairless.
Make you become headless.
Decapitation. Keep running your mouth, you're gonna look like shake lift. Whatever the fuck that is, I don't know what it is. I'm trying to rap, but I don't know what it is, huh? Got a water been sitting here for about 4 months now. This goddamn Smirnoff is crunched now.
It must have been the water is not even being
it. Nigga, think about he got a business crunch now. Damn. I don't know, but no. We missed the podcast, y'all. Even though the episodes was fucking up, this one fucked up a little bit, but this one reached a minute. That's in a minute. An hour and 6 minutes and 54 seconds.
Why, that's the one? Hey! I like these headphones, though. These headphones definitely got to wear next time. Just to make sure if we, like, scratch or...
Hell yeah.
Everything, we can re-say what we said.
Hell yeah. But yeah, you know...
Ooh. What? I don't even know.
Nigga hungry.
I am kind of hungry.
Nigga starving.
Nick starving. What you said? What was that one?
It's just a big kiss. Huh? Oh, what? Play that again. Over here making an album, you feel me? You heard that? I don't know. Awesome. What the pa 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 na pa na pa 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 na pa 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 na 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 na. I have 3 words for you, brother. 24-inch pythons, brother.
What you gonna do when a Hulkamania comes running wild on you, brother?
What do you mean by 24 inch python, huh?
Bicep to bicep, brother. It's 24 inches, brother. You see me, you see Hulkamania, brother. Nice. What you gonna do when Hulkamania goes wild on you, brother?
Drop kick your chicken legs.
What? What?
Like drop kick your chicken legs.
Huh?
You drop kicking chicken legs. We're right after you.
Well, send our money on play your game.
What are you using? I don't know what you said.
Oh, you fucking it up, we'll play your game. What? You fucking it up, we'll play your game. Oh, yeah. We are no folks, or we are catch you on the next episode.
Oh, are we done?
Oh, we catch you on the next episode of the You Feel Me podcast.
You feel me.
You feel me, mate?
I feel. Whoa, whoa.
You feel me, mate?
Oh, yeah, mate.
Oh, mate.
Boy, get me a steak from Outback, huh?
Oh, Outback at the Outback, huh?
You mean Aussie
steak, huh?
Oi,
oh.
Or side of mashed potatoes. Oh, no. Give you a baked potato, mate.
Baked potato,
or
mate.
Or sour cream.
Green beans, mate.
Oh, yeah, green beans.
8 ounce T-bone. 8 ounce T-bone out back, mate.
No, give me the 12 ounce, mate.
3 hours T-bone, mate.
I get my foot in there, mate. Move a bit chubby, but I'm gonna eat, eh? Gotta eat if I'm looking this good, huh? This thing I don't get itself, yeah? I don't get this thing eating any damn thing. Get the fucking porter out.
Oh, shit. But no, alright, folks, we'll catch on the next episode of You Feel Me podcast. Every Wednesday, we drop a mech episode.
A banger.
Banger. Wow. A mech banger. So, alright, folks, we'll call it at you. And next episode. Y'all. You feel me?
Tell someone you love them.
All right.